This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back to Joe's show. It's Real Side Radio. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe. It is good to be with you on the second hour of election night coverage. We are watching the live returns coming in. And after the break, we've got Gwendolyn Sims, who is a contributor to PJ Media. She covers news, politics, and culture. And she's going to be talking about what we're seeing not just across the country, but also on the West Coast as those returns start coming in now. We're waiting to see what's happening in Nevada. We're also taking a look at, obviously, what's happening in New York. Is that governorship, is that going to be changing hands tonight? Well, for the first time since 2002, 20 years, Zeldin took the entire borough of Staten Island. That hasn't happened in 20 years. If you are going to find a relatively conservative area of New York City and its boroughs, Staten Island would be it. So it's certainly not an outlier, but 20 years is a long time. Massachusetts elected the nation's first openly lesbian governor. Maxwell Frost wins, becomes the first Gen Z member of Congress. We are looking at a lot of firsts tonight, and I don't know if they're all good firsts or bad firsts, but they're going to be talking about them as firsts. But we are looking at a divided America. You know, the verdict, is it gridlock? We are taking a look at Georgia as well. That is getting closer and closer. It looks like Raphael Warnock has now just tied up with 77% of the vote in. And remember, folks, you're getting this from us here first before you hear it from Fox or CNN or any of the other networks. Right now it is 49-49. 49-49 in Georgia with 77% returns. This is incredible. 49-49. We are now starting to see Mehmet Oz tighten it in Pennsylvania. Fetterman, 51.9%. Angry Shrek. And that is Oz at 45.7%. So not more than a few minutes ago, he was in double digits, the double digits difference between Fetterman and Oz. And now we're looking at about 6% difference. So, and that's 45% with the returns, 45% returns. So things are getting close, folks. This is really, really interesting. I don't know about you, but this is going to be a fun late night watching the returns well after I'm off the air here for Joe. Speaking of Joe, I think he's going to be joining us in the third hour, so don't go away for that. But we've got Gwendolyn Sims, who is with PJ Media. She's going to be joining us after the break, so you don't want to miss that. We're going to get some insight into the craziness that is election night 2022. Can you believe that it is here? It felt like they were talking about election 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, 10 months. And all of a sudden, I don't know how fast, you know, things are going so quickly for us now. Do you feel like that? Well, I mean, we're practically in the holidays. You've got all the silly commercials already. Laxalt, Cortez Masto. They are locked in a tight race over Purple Nevada. And the returns are now just starting to come in for Nevada. We are at 0%, so we don't have anything on that yet, but we will be watching that very, very closely. And that outlier, crazy Washington State Senate race, Murray and Smiley. That's going to be really interesting. We're going to hopefully get some information on that tonight as well. That Murray, I mean, seriously, what is she going for, her sixth term? Is that 24 years, folks? Is that what, no, 30 years, right? It's 60s, 36? Wait a minute. Senate is 6 years, right? She's going for her sixth term? So she has served 30 years? Is that, am I correct on that? Somebody tell me if I'm wrong on that one. Give us a phone call. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But if Murray is going for her sixth term, as I understand it, that means that she will be in the Senate for 36 years by the end of her term? No wonder she looks the way that she does. Sorry, that was awful. It's crazy night, folks. This is a crazy, crazy night. And, you know, we're emotional and we are watching these returns coming in. Warnock taking a tenth of a point lead now with 78%. You know, we need to see Walker get 50% to prevent the runoff. But if neither of them get 50%, then this goes to a runoff. And I believe it's December the 3rd. Maybe it's December the 6th. But we've got about another month of campaigns and all that money from Hollywood and Silicon Valley will be flooding Georgia, flooding Georgia. We are now 5 points spread in Pennsylvania, 5 points in Pennsylvania. Fetterman at 51.5 and Oz 46% with 45% coming in. So that is really starting to tighten now. This is getting very interesting in Pennsylvania, getting closer to what the polls had suggested. Again, I've got the news that you're not getting on Fox for at least another 10-15 minutes, folks. Although I just looked on Fox and it looks like they're showing the same number there as well. So forget that. But you got to stick with Real Side Radio because we are covering everything across the board. This is an exciting evening. Let us know what you think if you want to join the conversation as well. Like I said, 855-732-5563. We're going to be chatting after the break with Gwendolyn Sims. She is a freelance contributor to PJ Media. We're going to be talking about what we're currently seeing right now in these pivotal races across the country. So don't go away, folks. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe at Realside Radio. Stick around. We've got a lot more fun coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Folks across the country are saying, my day is being made right now. We're taking a look at some of these returns across the board here, and it is getting exciting. Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Realside Radio. And to talk about all of this, I'm delighted to have on the show Gwendolyn Sims, who is a freelance contributor to PJ Media. She covers current news, politics, and culture. And, of course, tonight, well, there's not much else that we're going to be talking about but the returns and the election. Welcome, Gwendolyn. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. So, lay of the land right now from your perch. What are you seeing across the board? Are you surprised with any of the results thus far?
Well, I'm not too surprised. I think we saw a lot of this coming. We're seeing a lot of races that are a little tighter than we thought they would be, actually, but still falling, you know, towards the red side, which is a good thing, in my opinion. And, you know, we're just out here. I think you're out here on, are you on the West Coast also, right?
I'm on the left coast. Yep.
Yep. So am I. So we're just out here waiting for our polls to finally close.
What are you going to be looking for along the West Coast tonight in California specifically?
Well, I'm very interested in my local race. Actually, is Representative Mike Garcia, and the Dems have poured in a lot of money as usual to try to get that seat back. We've had it for a while. It was taken by the left for a while, but we took it back, and we want to keep it. So we've got a little new districting here, and you know, we're hoping that's going to help us out too.
Yeah, what was that? They added Simi Valley, if my memory serves.
Yeah, we always had part, like a tiny little part of Simi Valley.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they kind of took out the little part of Ventura County and gave us more of Simi. So,
right. Right. Yeah. Well, Mike barely won that last election. That was the Thruple election, if I remember correctly, right?
you are, yes. I call it the hairbrush one, but yeah.
Yeah. It's not my district, but I'm very focused on California 26, which is that has become somewhat closer as well. I think that's next door, you guys, in 25. My goodness here, I've just got some updates here on, Georgia. We're now at 80% return, and it's 49-49 even. 49-49 even. Okay. So we want to see Walker get 50% tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need to send Stacey Abrams packing and,
yeah, it looks like she's got sent packing, and I think Kemp is won that one handedly. The question is whether or not, hold on a minute, we just got some movement in Georgia. Walker is now 49.1%, Warnock is 48.9%. So if Walker gets another 0.9%, then, you know, and holds that, then this thing could not have to go to a runoff. Let me ask you from your perspective, and you speak to a lot of folks out there. PJ Media is a national media outlet. What do you make of Pennsylvania? How does somebody like Fetterman happen?
I think it's just it's a combination of things, and, you know, part of it has to do with, you know, in my opinion, you know, Trump kind of sticking his nose in a little early in the primaries and, you know, which is not always a bad thing, but in this case, it kind of galvanized people and, you know, the people who weren't quite on Oz's side were, you know, maybe sitting it out a little. I just think it's very strange. It's another case of the left spending, you know, tons of money, just like they do in our district here. They just pour in money and, you know, hope for the best. So I think it's basically a microcosm of what's happening elsewhere.
Yeah, I think we've become so tribal that we are looking at a situation whereby nobody really cares about whether they are going to be electing angry Shrek or somebody that could actually, I mean, let's be honest, okay? If he was a Republican, the Democrats would be apoplectic about this being so close, and they, you know, the Republicans would hoist this guy upon the country. This person doesn't deserve managing a Chick-fil-A, never mind, you know, the most deliberative body in the world, right?
Exactly. But, I mean, we also know for the left it isn't about the candidate, right? It's just about the seat and keeping the power.
Yeah, so, that's what it's about. It's just Democrat, mm-hmm. and they mm-hmm. really don't care. We're looking at, folks, just a quick update here. Wisconsin, Johnson is at 48.8%. Barnes is at 51% with 47% returns. So that one is getting a little closer, as Gwendolyn, you were saying. And some of these are getting closer than maybe we had thought. I thought at the beginning of the night when we saw this absolute, I mean, you talk about a red wave. It was a tsunami in Florida, right? Were you surprised by that?
No. No, I mean, I have so many friends who have moved to Florida from Southern California and from other areas of the country that it did not surprise me in the least, because it, you know, with the lockdowns, with, you know, the attacks on parents and all of that, it's just, you know, those are all very, very strong, policies and issues that conservatives care about. So, you know, I mean, I don't know if you caught any of DeSantis' acceptance speeches.
Unfortunately, I'm on the radio, so I didn't get to see it. I will see it live, and I got some text messages from friends saying, my God, what an incredible speech.
It was. It was. I'm not one to, like, get chills and everything at politicians' speeches, but it was very good, and it hit all the right notes as far as he thanked, you know, people who didn't vote for him the last time but did this time because of all these issues. You know, I think that the GOP messaging in Florida was just right.
Yeah. And he certainly didn't hurt himself with his response to Hurricane Ian. What do you think of the situation with this brouhaha with Trump and DeSantis this week? It really wasn't from DeSantis. It was Trump. What did they call him? Sanctimonious?
Right. What do I think about it? Well, it's Trump, right? You know, love him, hate him, whatever. That's who he is. He likes to cause, you know, some kind of a ruckus. And, you know, I'm not sure what's going to happen there. We'll see what, you know, on the 15th when he makes his.
Can you stick through the break for one more segment?
Absolutely.
Terrific. All right. Fantastic. We've got Gwendolyn Sims. She's a freelance contributor to PJ Media. And Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Realside Radio. We've got a lot more coming up. And we're going to start getting into some of the juicy stuff right after the break. Don't go away, folks. Realside Radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
As polling comes to a close across our nation, many are ready for a break, especially from those political ads. Some, however, see today as the beginning of the race for 2024.
Former President Donald Trump is explaining what victory would look like to him.
I'd say certainly a majority in both. I think we're going to do very well in the House. I hope we're going to do very well with the Senate.
President Biden saying on a radio show Tuesday, today's GOP isn't your father's Republican Party. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Early wins for the GOP include Katie Britt becoming the first woman elected to the Senate in Alabama. And analysts believe Republican Rand Paul will retain his seat in the Kentucky Senate race. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
You mean like Democrats? Whiskey Dave here in the chair, Real Side Radio. How you doing tonight? You guys having fun? I'm sure everybody has got one TV on in the background and they're listening to Real Side Radio across the fruited plain. 72 stations on the GCN and Salem Radio Network, and it is an honor to be with you tonight. And with me tonight is Gwendolyn Sims, who is a freelance contributor from Southern California. She works with PJ Media, and we are chatting about elections right now. And yeah, I'm just taking a look at this Pennsylvania race right now, Gwendolyn. We are seeing Fetterman still at 50.6%, but Oz is coming in strong at 46.9%. That's just over, well, that's just about 3 to 3.5 points now, it looks like, with 56% reporting. What's your predictions over in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I think this is going to come down to the wire. I think it's really, there are a lot more sort of the rural counties that haven't, you know, gotten much of their voting in yet.
Yeah.
That could swing it to Oz, but we'll see. I saw a poll that Fetterman had been trying to target, you know, people who didn't go to college. And they were also going towards Oz. So it's just really a toss-up.
I've spent a lot of time talking about Fetterman tonight because for the life of me, I do not understand the good people of Pennsylvania, how they could foist this angry Shrek on the American people. It just doesn't make sense to me. It boggles my mind, and it goes back to what we were talking about, the tribalism, you know, aspect that we have. But Pennsylvania is you know, certainly getting close for the Senate, but it looks like it's a runaway for Shapiro. In fact, I think they just called the governor's race in Pennsylvania for Shapiro. Mastriano never came close in the polling. And I like Mastriano. He's been on the show before, but I don't know. So, you know, not understanding the ins and outs of Pennsylvania politics per se, but it's interesting how people split their votes, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I mean, so I was born in Pittsburgh. My parents are from Braddock.
Oh, okay.
Where he was mayor and all that. And I just, they don't, you know, my mom doesn't get it either. She just thinks that maybe he sort of slid in as, you know, a hometown kind of guy or whatever, but, you know, it's, I don't know. It's really odd.
It is strange to me. I know Pennsylvania fairly well. I've traveled it from Ohio to Delaware and all points in between. I've even had a sandwich in Amish country. It's amazing to me. Everybody that I met seemed to be so level-headed, but this guy, Fetterman, mm-hmm. is just, he's a cartoon character. I mean, it's incredible to me. So talking a little bit about from your perspective, and I don't know if you're going to be talking about this or writing about anything like this, but moving from tonight, let's suggest right now, best case scenario, the House and the Senate both go red tonight. What does the next 2 years look like? Because 2024 election starts tomorrow, by the way.
Yeah, right.
What are we looking at for the next couple of years? What are we going to be focusing on here?
We have to unleash, you know, energy. We have to get rid of regulations and drilling, and we have to bring down prices on oil or on gas and figure out this diesel shortage that we have. That alone, you know, will help a lot of these states that are going red. You know, a lot of these are the oil states. And so, you know, that'll bring jobs, that'll bring prices down, that'll bring, you know, lots more boom to the economy. Mm-hmm. So I think that we just have to focus on all these things that are basically being mandated by the voters that, you know, are the complete opposite of what Biden and company have been doing.
He literally came out in the last couple of days and said, we're going to stop drilling. I mean, listen, I'm all for clean energy. No, this is the biggest, you know, misnomer out there, that Republicans want dirty skies and dirty water. Of course we don't.
Right.
We've got kids as well. But we have to transition in a responsible way. That might take 20, 30, 40 years before the ICE, you know, the internal combustion engine is no longer. But what do you do today if you need to feed your family and you can't afford heating oil? I mean, that's the problem, right?
Or you're choosing between heating your house and buying a tank of gas to even get to a job, right? And or to put food on the table. I mean, these are real choices that people are having to make. And, you know, we have to combat that narrative and undo what's been done as much as we can until 2024, when we can hopefully take the White House and really get to work.
Quick update for everybody here. Herschel Walker is now at 49.6% to Raphael Warnock's 48.5%. That's a 1.1% split. And Walker is now 0.4% away from 50, the magic 50. No runoff wins it outright, and they call it a win at 83%. Anything can happen between 83 and 100%, including water lines breaking in Atlanta.
Right.
What do you think? Are you thinking that shenanigans could be taking place anywhere tonight?
Well, you know, I'm not from California, but I'm in California. I believe that shenanigans take place all the time. I think that we just happen to catch them recently, you know? I definitely think that the left doesn't give up ever. We know this, right? So they just shift tactics. So, you know, they've baked a lot of these things into the voting system, and so they're harder to see.
Yeah.
So do I think it's going on? You know, absolutely. On some level, absolutely.
Yeah, well, as long as voter harvesting in the state of California remains legal, it is illegal. It is illegal in the state of North Carolina and other states. And they somehow think that it's okay for you to go pick up 50 different ballots and stuff them at your heart's content in this state. It's incredible to me. But, it really is incredible to me. So, looking towards the future here, and you know, it's crazy because we're talking about the election results as they're coming in right now. But again, folks, you're listening to this. Within the next 24 hours, the media is going to start talking about 2024. It's not going to relent. It doesn't end. It's just continual. And 2024, I think on November the 15th, was it, Gwendolyn? Mm-hmm. We're going to hear an announcement from Donald Trump, right?
Yep, from Mar-a-Lago. He said in the rally in Ohio yesterday, he said there'll be some kind of a wonderful announcement, he said.
It's a fantastic. It's the best announcement you'll ever hear in your entire life.
Exactly.
It's a beautiful announcement.
Right. What are your thoughts?
I mean, just you kind of got a general sense of the land. PJ Media, you guys are out there, and I mean, is there an appetite still for Trump, do you think? And forget about MAGA, forget about the 10% on the Twitter, you know, that's out there. I'm talking about Mr. and Mrs. Middle America.
You know, so I wrote a piece way back, I think it was October of last year, and I said, what I basically said was, we don't necessarily need Trump at the top of the ticket. What we need are his policies. And what we need are him, he being like sort of the titular head of the party and out there, you know, doing rallies, doing what he does best, getting people fired up, getting them to the polls and all that. So is there an appetite for Trump? Yes, there's always those diehard, you know, Trump people who just think that, oh, he deserves his 4 years that he got taken away. You know, but I think there's a bigger thirst out there for the policies that he put in place that had the economy booming, that had everybody, you know, prospering. So.
Which a lot of people say is Ron DeSantis. It's Trump's policies without the clinical narcissism.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Gwendolyn, tell everybody where they can find you quickly.
You can find me at pjmedia.com. Just look under columnists and you'll find my name. And love to have you guys come, you know, and hang out with us there.
Appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of election night, and I'll check out your articles coming up in PJ Media. Thank you, Gwendolyn Sims. And, folks, I'll be back right after the break. Don't go away.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
And welcome back, Realside Radio, everybody. It is Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. And if you'd like to join the conversation tonight, you can always give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. And we might be hearing from Joe a little bit later tonight as the polls start to close on the left coast. Meanwhile, let me give you a quick update here. I'm focused, as you've been hearing me talk about all night, this Pennsylvania Senate race. And Oz, and it looks like Angry Shrek is now just fallen under 50%. He's at 49.8%, and Dr. Oz is at now 47.7%. So that is about a 2.1% split with 64%. And it sounds to me like all of those early votes that were counted starting early this morning were mail-in ballots. Most of those are going to be leaning Democrat. And so you probably saw that huge big number with the 16-point split that we reported on earlier. And now some of the counties are starting to come in. The precincts around Pennsylvania are starting to come in. And Oz, he's got his work cut out for him. He's still underwater here, but it's getting closer and closer with still 36% left of the vote. And a couple of other updates here. Yep, that was just updated as well. Looks like J.D. Vance is going to be walking away handedly over Ryan, Tim Ryan, to 46% for Ryan and 53.9% with 83% of the vote in Ohio. So that is a, that is going to be a solid red Ohio state. Johnson in Wisconsin just took the lead, 50% even to Barnes 49.8% at 57% returns. That's in the right direction for Johnson. And Arizona, they started counting all the votes early. Again, mail-in ballots. So you're going to see a pretty lopsided percentage right now with 51% of the returns in. Again, mail-in ballots are often going to be leading a lot more towards the Democrats than they are the Republicans. Right now, we are seeing that it looks like Senator Kelly is leading Masters by just under 20% with 51% in. But, folks, today's votes haven't been counted yet, and that's where the Republicans catch up very, very strong. We got new polls closing here in about 10 minutes, and we're going to start to see a lot of the numbers from the West Coast coming in as well. This is a really, I think there was a tremendous amount of euphoria in the conservative media for the past, I would say, 2 weeks, because all of the polls that were showing, and I'll just give you some quick examples right over here. They were showing Pennsylvania, the Real Clear Politics poll of polls was showing that Oz was 0.4% up. So he would be taking the lead on that. Again, this was a poll. These are the combination of the polls, the poll of polls, I would call them. And so when you start to see the actual real numbers coming in, people start to get a little bit nervous. You know, people start to get a little bit nervous because it isn't exactly what we saw. It looks like New Hampshire Hassan, they've called that for Hassan. Boy, you know, I got to tell you, I heard some folks this morning saying Bolduc was going to take it in a big way. And this wasn't even, well, it's going to get a lot closer, but they're already calling it for Hassan in New Hampshire Senate as a Democrat hold, 47% in. And there's about a 14% split right there. But they called Hassan by 1.4%, I should say. Arizona Masters is, with the poll of polls, showing 0.3% in the lead. Laxalt, 3.4%. Walker, 1.4% up. Walker's getting very, very close to that. In fact, he's 1.2% up right now with 83% coming in. He just needs another 0.4 of a point to get to the 50% number tonight so that it does not go to a runoff. I really, really hope, for the sake of our sanity, folks, do you know how many millions, tens of millions of dollars are about to be funneled into Georgia? Just like in January of 2021, it's insanity, the amount of money that Hollywood and the corporations in Silicon Valley will be funneling into Raphael Warnock for a runoff vote next month. If Walker is going to win it, he needs to win it tonight. That is my opinion. I just think that we are looking at a runoff situation like we saw 2 years ago, and the Democrats they just outspend. They outspend, and they've got the ground game. And Walker will not have Kemp to drag, you know, on his coattails. 49.7%. Just bumped it up. Walker, 49.7%. 0.3%. So I think if Walker's going to win it, he needs to win it tonight outright. That is my opinion. I could be wrong. You could disagree with me. Give us a phone call. Let me know at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. And, you know, listen, it's all about the moment, and it is all about the coattails and who else is on the ballot. And, yeah, it's going to be very, very tough for Walker to win in December. Let's take a look at a couple of the House seats that are really interesting, I think, on a national scale. One is New York's 17, District 17, and that is Maloney, who is the head of the Democrat Congressional Committee, the DCC, and Lawler. And with 50% vote coming in New York, Lawler is at 55.3%, Maloney at 44.7%. If Maloney loses that race, that will be a shock to the Democrat system. It will shake them to their core. I don't think anybody has ever lost a House race as the head of the DCC. I don't think that's happened. Again, correct me if I'm wrong, but memory serves, that has not happened before. Now, there is a lot of runway left for Maloney to catch up. It's only 57% of the vote in, but there is a roughly 11-point spread right now. So that's going to be very, very interesting to see if that stays. Let's take a look at the governors right now. Again, as I called earlier, Kemp over Abrams, there is a 9-point spread right now with that same 83% in that we were talking about with Walker and Warnock. Kemp is, it looks like Abrams is going home. I wonder, do you think she's done? Do you think Stacey Abrams is done? It seems to be like the blooms off the rose, okay? And she still calls her loss in 2018 let's call it what the Democrats call it. She's an election denier, okay? And she's still not got over that. After we see what looks to be a drubbing by Kemp over Abrams, again, 54 to 45 with 83% in, does she go away? You know, there's a certain constituency out there that want to celebrate people like Stacey Abrams. For what? I don't know. She's a woman of color. She's a heavyset woman of color. That seems to be enough today to be celebrated. She hasn't done anything. State representative, she never did anything. And she's only basically taken tens of millions of dollars and lived very, very extravagantly on it over the past 4 years. I still don't know what she does. So I'm going to predict right now that Stacey Abrams kind of falls out of favor. I think that the Democrats in Georgia are going to have to find somebody else that's going to be, 9% difference right now between Kemp and Abrams. That's a big loss if that number stays. That's a big, big loss. Speaking of big loss, right now, they called Shapiro, governor of Pennsylvania, although Real Clear Politics hasn't called it yet, but I know Fox News has. Shapiro is at 54%, Mastriano is at 43%, so that number's coming up a little bit here, but they're at 68%. Mastriano I like him. He's a good guy. I've had him on the show before, sitting in for Joe, and he's a good guy. I like him. He just never caught that gust of wind in Pennsylvania. And that might be impacting Oz as well. As I mentioned to you before, Kemp, coattails for Warner. Mastriano, no coattails for Oz. So there was definitely a split vote, as we're seeing right now in Pennsylvania. Shapiro walking away with that one handedly. Tudor Dixon, I'm interested in this one. Used to work with Tudor over at America's Voice News, AVN, America's Voice News. We had that 2-hour show that we used to do. And Tudor Dixon was a contributor to that show. We spoke with her every day. She's down right now, 7 points, but it's only 32% in. So a lot more results coming up after the break. We're going to have James Bradley in that third hour. And don't go away, folks, because we've got a lot more coming up here. Whiskey Dave in the chair here for Joe at Real Side Radio.